It was a bad week for trust and evidently a good week for betrayal. Martha Stewart, the Dudley Do-Right of modern living, was charged with securities fraud. Sammy Sosa, the Chicago Cubs home run hero, was suspended for using a doctored bat. And the top editors of the New York Times resigned in the scandal over a reporter who fabricated the news. 42 years ago, when I was a young student at Pacific University, a wizened, silver-haired professor of sociology told a campus gathering that trust is the whole premise of a society. That if you destroy it, you endanger society. My professor was John Barry, a zesty Irishman whose eyes shone with virtue. He was properly proud of his unusual combination of degrees, one from the Chicago Theological Seminary and another from the London School of Economics. On that morning so long ago, John Barry held that society's dependence on trust is total. Without trust, we are left with suspicion. And a society based on suspicion is one that turns against itself. We trust in big matters and small, John Barry said. Most of us cannot fly an airliner, so we trust a pilot with our lives. Few of us have the time to question the accuracy of a corporation's finances. So when we invest in companies, we trust in honest audits by accounting firms. Even as we drive down the highway, we trust one another. When we see an oncoming car, we automatically trust that the driver will adhere to his lane. Recently, millions of Americans trusted the Bush administration when its top officials said we had to invade Iraq because that country had weapons of mass destruction that constituted a clear, present, and immediate danger to our security. Vice President Dick Cheney kicked off the campaign to win support for military action by saying that there was simply no doubt that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. On September 26, the president was unequivocal when he said the Iraqi regime has biological and chemical weapons. The Iraqi regime is building facilities to make more biological and chemical weapons. That same day, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said, Iraq has active development programs and has weaponized chemical and biological weapons. Last week, however, it was revealed that at the time of these speeches, U.S. intelligence available to our leaders was skeptical of all such claims. The Defense Intelligence Agency actually told top administration leaders that, and this is a quote, there is no reliable information on whether Iraq is producing or stockpiling chemical weapons, or whether Iraq has or will establish its chemical production facilities. If our leaders didn't get their information from intelligence sources, did they make it up? At the New York Times, a reporter and two editors resigned over just such a sin. This is Les O'Coin.